The water's high, but not like last year. And with the spring melt behind us, people along Lake Ontario and the St. Lawrence River aren't likely to see a repeat of last summer's flooding and really high water levels. But researchers are already using last year's numbers to pinpoint the areas most vulnerable to flooding in the future. David Summerstein reports.
Lake Ontario is almost 2 feet lower than it was at this time last year, but it's still 10 inches above the long-term average. And that means regulators are still trying to help the massive bodies of water return to normal. Tony David is a member of the International Lake Ontario St. Lawrence River Board, which manages the water levels.
Absolutely. There's still a lot of water left on Lake Ontario, and water regulation has been doing everything that it can to get as much water as possible off the lake and through the St. Lawrence River.
It's important to remember, there's only so much the board can do to keep the lake or river from getting too high or too low. Nature is the biggest factor. David says the big problem now is lots of water is coming from the upper Great Lakes.
Lake Superior is about a foot above long-term average. Michigan Huron, about a foot and a half, and Lake Erie is about 2 feet above long-term average.
The only way the board can lower Lake Ontario is to push more water through the Moses Saunders hydropower dam on the St. Lawrence near Messina. And the board was funneling as much as it could pretty much all winter. It eased back a bit during the spring melt to prevent flooding downriver in Montreal. But now, Tony David says the dam is passing as much water downriver as possible again.
Actually, right now we are at the maximum outflow for safe navigation on the St. Lawrence Seaway.
In other words, any more flow would cause dangerously fast currents for big ocean-going ships. Even though a repeat of last summer's high water seems very unlikely at this point, shoreline homeowners from Buffalo to Messina remain nervous.
People are still a little bit sensitive to the issues that were, you know, present last year.
Mary Osterman with New York Sea Grant is part of a team trying to extract lessons from last summer's record high water. She conducted a survey of 500 people along Lake Ontario and the St. Lawrence River. The survey found 60% had flooding in the main building on their property. More than 80% didn't have flood insurance. New York State spent $100 million to help those people and to help towns along the shoreline. Osterman says researchers at Cornell University are now using that survey and other data to find areas most susceptible to flooding going forward.
You know, with the changing weather patterns that we've been experiencing, you know, we don't know when this could happen again, but it could happen again.
Osterman says the research will help identify places most likely to experience the worst storm surges and highest waves. That way, she says, communities and property owners can invest in better barriers or erosion protection for the next time the water gets too high. David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio, Canton.